Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN. The Wisconsin On Demand app and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. How you like me now?
How you like me now? On Twitter at KBN ESPN, Twitter X. We have a poll up there for you to respond
Twitter
to.
Twitter X.
I mean, it's still Twitter.com when you type it in the browser. That's why I still call it Twitter. Or, like, I don't like X.
So don't call it X. Just call it Twitter.
Can we agree that was a bad rebranding?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, Twitter is so good.
I will always call it Twitter.
Nope. It was a great rebranding. You know why? Because it happened 2 years ago, and we're still calling it Twitter X and talking about X.
It did not happen 2 years
ago. Okay, it happened a year ago.
Whatever it is, on Twitter X, now that the Packers have mostly finalized their roster ahead of week one, what best describes your feeling about the roster? Hell yeah. Super Bowl time, 24%. Close but not elite, 52%. A little bit overhyped, 24%. So this conversation and this thought process just kind of led me to the overarching, you know, I don't know what the word is, but the guy that makes this thing go, right? Is Jordan Love. We can talk about the whole roster, but if you land a franchise quarterback, your chances of, hell yes, Super Bowl time go way up, right? And so we're in this situation where we have Jordan Love. He sat behind Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers gets traded. Jordan Love becomes a starter. Goes 2-5. Goes on an unbelievable run. Leads the team to a postseason victory on the road in Dallas. Sits out the first 4 days of training camp because he's working on a new contract. Signs a contract, a very lucrative contract, that ties him for the average annual salary at $55 million, the highest paid average annual per year. We go through this training camp and preseason, and Jason Wilde grades him a B. Jason Wilde, obviously on Wilde and Tausch, 9 and noon across these very stations. So I guess, like, I don't have a question. My thought process is, like, I just don't know, right? And like, I don't think anybody knows. Nobody with supreme confidence can tell me that, like, that, you know what? Love's going to be the guy, right? Has he played like the guy in those 10 games? Yes. Have we seen him under contract in year two where expectations, like, there's no more, like, free passes. There's no, like, 2-5 isn't going to be like, oh, it's okay. If they were 2-5 this year compared to last year, how would you feel, Kyle?
If they were 2-5 starting this year,
yeah.
I would not be happy at all. Especially with the way that the schedule gets harder towards the back end, would not be happy.
Yeah, so I just, like, how do you describe the Jordan Love, like, it's not a saga,
the narrative,
the unpredictability, the what the hell is he going to be?
Yeah, it's an enigma. I'm in the Jordan Love camp, right? I mean, I think I've seen enough to say this guy's a franchise quarterback, but quarterback is the engine that drives the NFL team. Now, you can't drive your NFL team without brakes and without wheels and things like that, but you surely can't do it without an engine, and the quarterback is your engine. And so when I look at Jordan Love, and if they're going to be a true Super Bowl contender, it is flat-out rule of NFL, of modern NFL, that you have to have a top elite quarterback, probably an MVP-level quarterback to win a Super Bowl. Is Jordan Love that good? He did it in stretches last year, but we really don't know. And we see highlights of him throwing passes that very few people can throw, almost looking like Aaron Rodgers. So there's moments where you're like, this guy is the guy. And there's other moments where you're like, oof, that was pretty brutal. Let's go ahead and pull that away and put that in the, like, deleted file in the memory bank. So with Jordan Love, I mean, this team will go as Jordan Love goes. Because even as I say, okay, how about the teams that you listed, Kyle, as true Super Bowl contenders? Baltimore, Kansas City, Detroit, and San Francisco.
Yep.
So say what you want about Brock Purdy. The dude plays at an elite level. The question is that him or the talent around him or the scheme? Mahomes on his way to being possibly the GOAT. Lamar Jackson, two-time MVP. And I think Jared Goff at his time with the Lions, he's been a great quarterback for the Detroit Lions. So with Jordan Love, it's just so strange that you can start so poorly last year and finish so great. And then there's this unanimous type feel that he's the next guy, that he's the next elite quarterback. I think he's good to very good, certainly worth an extension, but it'll be up to him if the Packers win Super Bowls. I think you're exactly right, Ben. Honeymoon phase, it's gone. I mean, we expect top five MVP at least from this point going forward. Super Bowls knocking on the door. It's pretty high expectations.
That's what he's being paid to do, right? He's being paid to be in the conversation of being one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And based off what he displayed last year, gives me the confidence that this is who Jordan Love is. He had consistency last year in the sense of once he got going, he was consistent. But also, outside of just playing consistently, his demeanor was always consistent through the highs and the lows. So, because that's
I think you just used the word consistent four times within two sentences.
All right, well, sounds good. But composure. He showed composure a lot, there and he go. Also showed confidence. And those are the things that you want to see out of your quarterback. But then on top of that, we got to just trust what our eyes showed us, right? Like, you have a lot of smart NFL guys. Brad saw Cam Newton play. He saw some good quarterbacks play, right? So you know what your eyes tell you is that this kid has, some really good talent inside of him. But based off what I'm seeing as a fan, I watched Brett Favre when I was younger, and I watched Brett Favre give me a lot of happy days and a lot of glory with the Green Bay Packers. And then I watched Aaron Rodgers. I got to see his entire career, right? And what I saw from Aaron Rodgers in his first season when the Packers went 6-10 was he has talent. He's a good quarterback, right? I expected him to take the next step the following season, and that's exactly what he did. And when I look at Jordan Love, that's exactly what I expect now, right? If you are a good quarterback and you are surrounded, you are put in a great offense, you have great coaching, you have every reason to take that next step. Jordan has everything working for him, right? And half the battle, a lot of times in professional sports, is based off where you go, where
timing
you end
and scenario.
Up. And exactly. And he's in a perfect scenario and a great timing, and the organization excelled last year with him as the starting quarterback. So I believe Jordan Love is primed to make that next step and have a great year based off the fact that he obviously has the talent, he has the coaching, and now he's going to continue on to have the success.
You know what my question is about Jordan Love? My question is he going to be the type of quarterback that is really good to great when surrounded by other good players or having a great schematic coach? Or is he the type of quarterback, which there are very few of these, to where it doesn't even matter the players around him? He is going to elevate them and he is going to make them elite. I mean, I think
it's a great question.
Brady and Manning, Mahomes, I mean, those guys, Rodgers, Favre, it didn't even matter the receivers and tight ends, running backs you put around them. To an extent, they were always great.
Do we forget what happened earlier last year? Do we forget what y'all are talking about with the tight ends right now? The Packers don't have a lot of great, great guys. They have a lot of really talented
That's why
dudes.
I said, I think it's a great question that Brad posed, because you could argue that Jordan Love, obviously, scheme played a part in helping scheme guys open, but it's not like you still need you still need some guys that they can be open. They got to make plays still for you, and guys made plays, but they, I think we've described it, they have four Bs. Four B guys, who's going to become an A-minus guy? Who's going to stay at the B level? Who's going to blossom into the go-to target consistently throughout the year for Jordan Love? So it's just fascinating because he's getting paid to play at a high level. And if he comes out and this Packers team is 5-1, and I just see this poll that we put out, I'm saying people are going to be like, hell yeah, it's Super Bowl time right away, because you're going to be like, I saw 10 games last year where he was unbelievable. Start the season 5-1. Let's be honest. It's not like nobody's going into the season saying, you know what, we're gonna get to 5-1 on an average offense and the defense is gonna win us games. The goal is for the defense just not to lose games and for Jordan Love and this offense to continue to evolve and get better and win games.
We can all agree that our expectation for him now is Green Bay Packer quarterback one, right? Favre Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you better be knocking on the door to the Super Bowl every year. And you better be top five quarterback.
Is that unfair, or is it just because he signed the contract based off the timing?
I think it's both. I think that's, as you said, Kyle, that is your expectation as a fan of the Green Bay Packers, is you are Super Bowl contending and you are elite in your play. And he has a contract that represents that now.
But I feel like these high expectations aren't just because he's a Green Bay Packer quarterback, right? Like, as a fan, we could say this is our standard, right? And our standard can be too high where certain guys can't live up to it. Fortunately for a lot of us here in Wisconsin, we haven't seen somebody not live up to the standard. And what he displayed last year is that he can live up to the standard. That's why he got paid. That's why he has these expectations, is because of what he showed us last year. And so I don't think we should be concerned about anything when it comes to Jordan Love. We should be really excited because he's in rare territory when we talk about first-year starters, because first-year starters that throw for 4,000 yards and 32-plus touchdown passes, the other two guys to do it are, guess what, in the what? Hall of Fame, Kurt Warner and Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying that he's Kurt Warner and Patrick Mahomes, but I am saying he's
closer. But he will be in that Hall of Fame.
But that's the thing.
He will be in the Hall of Fame talk.
He's already in the conversation with those two cats. Those are Super Bowl winners and MVPs.
But he put himself in that conversation with his play.
For sure.
He put himself in the conversation of highest paid quarterback, highest signing bonus I think we've ever seen because of the performance that he put out there. The Packers are confident in him, and so should we be as fans of the Green Bay Packers. He will be in that Hall of Fame talk. Just wait on it. I'm hot. He will be in that Hall of Fame talk. Just wait on it.
What do you mean you're hot? He's not in the Hall of Fame talk yet. He nailed the kicker prediction. But we're not.
I'm hot. I mean, when I listen, I'm gonna tell y'all one thing. Not to toot my own horn, but when I see talent from
not
Wisconsin
to toot it,
sports,
but I'm gonna do it.
I told y'all about my boy Jackson. I told y'all he was gonna be in the conversation. He's gonna win the MVPs. I told y'all that Jackson Churio. I thought he was gonna win MVP.
Wait.
Kyle, you don't
nearly lean on the one that you should do more often. Literally, like week three of the season, we're in pre-show, and you say you see my boy Dontayvion Wicks, and we're like, oh my gosh, Kyle talking about Dontayvion Wicks. Get out of here with that.
Wicks isn't like, I don't think he's gonna be Davante Adams. Like, he's not gonna be a Hall of Famer, but the idea that
you called him rookie wide receiver four, and we laughed at you, and he's like a dude. I mean,
Ben's a hooper. You're a punter. Like,
what's that supposed to mean?
I watch you more from the sideline.
You guys get caught up in the moment. You're too busy shooting hoops.
We get caught up in the moment. Of all the people on this show, Kyle Preston, Norman, Kyle is the emotional caught up in the moment guy. Let me just say that right now.
Hey, you know, I'm just keeping it 100.
Well, keep Jordan Love protected. Like, he protects himself with his great partnership at American Family Insurance, and you do too.
Oh, yes, I absolutely love American Family Insurance because they are so reliable. And that's the biggest thing, is to have reliability. So whether or not you have a flood in your basement, or you have a tree that's falling on your house, or you lose your power and things happen inside your house, it is comforting to know that you have American Family Insurance on your side. I know, unfortunately, right now, a lot of people are dealing with different things with the crazy weather that we have. And if you are dealing with these things, I want you to know, getting American Family Insurance as your home insurance will take a burden off your shoulder. And not only do they have home insurance, they also have car insurance as well. And then you can bundle your home and auto insurance, and you can get a great discounted price. So do not, I'm telling you this right now, do not hesitate. Do not worry about things going on at your house because life happens. But when it happens with American Family Insurance, you are in a lot better place. So always remember, insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Visit amfam.com today to get a quote right there on the spot or find an agent near you.
I'm not going to lie, the last couple here Brad's out have been
duds.
Dud.
You're
going
to like this one.
He says we're going to like this one. Here Brad out on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. We'll hear from the punter next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN.
Women ask you, do you love me? Why do you love me?
Wait, why am I always the one doing that?
tell me why you love me, baby. I need you to make me feel better.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Oh, baby, it's time to hear from Brad because these have sucked. 800-990-3776. Be ready on the ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text Line to react. To hear Brad out, it's Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofer on the show, and it's time now to hear from the punter, Brad Nortman.
They say punters are people, too.
Punters are worthy of breaking news.
No, really, that's what they say.
Raising awareness everywhere that punters are people, too.
Okay, let's go to it. Time to hear from the punter. Time to hear Brad out.
All right, guys. NFL ownership is a tricky business, okay? It was very hard to ever own an NFL team until yesterday. Yesterday, the NFL owners voted that they can sell up to 10% of their team, a non-controlling interest in their team, to private equity funds, okay? Private equity funds means we can't get involved. But I'll tell you what the Green Bay Packers
should do.
Because it's for, like, big money. Big money.
Brad, you have an estate.
Big money.
Okay.
Bigger than NFL punter money. But obviously there's 31 teams that are owned by somebody. That leaves the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers have always been about, you know, kind of like there's them over there and then there's us. We do things the right way. We're organic. I'll tell you what the Green Bay Packers should do. They should take this opportunity to actually sell 10% of the Green Bay Packers, sliver out that 10% and make that a publicly traded entity. Okay, now hear me out. Kyle, you're going to be particularly interested in this one.
Yeah, I want to make sure that my 250 already invested
you,
is
You
growing.
Might say, wait a minute.
Growing a lot.
You might say, wait a minute. Publicly owned companies, like a publicly traded stock owning a professional sports team, that doesn't exist. That doesn't exist. You guys know that you can own the New York Knicks, the New York Rangers, Manchester United, and the Atlanta Braves. They're all publicly traded companies.
Oh, wow.
Did you know? So, the Green Bay Packers should take their 10% sliver, and they should – I've already got the numbers ran. I'm going to get to that in a second. But here's what it'll do. If we could all buy stock in the Green Bay Packers and actually have it be profit-sharing stock, Kyle, not just the piece of paper, it's going to increase your commitment to the fans. It's going to grow your fan base, right? The Packers are always looking for more fans because, I tell you what, I will take interest in a team that I actually have dollar value behind. And it's another way that the Green Bay Packers can separate themselves from the rest of the, quote, greedy NFL. So, there's 537,000 shareholders like you, Kyle Wallace. Here's what I propose. Each one of them gets one stock. One stock starting at $250. After thinking about this, I'm not going to go into the numbers because it's a little bit too granular. But basically, there would be roughly $2 million of outstanding stock. All the shareholders that are current shareholders would be about 25% of that to start. And they're going to get your $250 back. But bam, let's start right away with what do you want the ticker symbol to be, Ben?
GBP.
GBP stock. Might as well lean into the idea that the Packers are truly publicly owned, because they're not really publicly owned right now. That's just kind of like a donation, Kyle. Be actually publicly owned by the people, for the people. Let them actually enjoy ownership in the NFL. The NFL feels way over here with a bunch of greedy owners. Let the masses take advantage of it too. I want to be a Green Bay Packers shareholder for real, and this is their opportunity to do so.
You know, Brad, this is great. You know me. You knew exactly how to get me with Scott.
I sure do.
I'm sitting here looking up different teams. BATRA. What does that stand for? The Atlanta Braves Holdings, right?
That's right.
You could have bought the Atlanta Braves. I could have been an owner of the Braves back in 2020 during the pandemic for $20. Right now they're trading at $46.19.
Oh, it's more than double.
I would have walked around telling everybody I own the Atlanta Braves. I own the New York Knicks. I did not know this. I had no idea. I love this idea. I can be an owner.
You can be an owner.
I want to be owner of teams, and multiple teams.
And there's no better sports profit growth engine than the NFL, and there's no bigger brand than the Green Bay Packers. So if the Packers want to say we're actually owned by the people, this is an opportunity to actually be owned by the people. I'm not sure they can legally do that. It'd take a lot of paperwork to get to this point.
Oh, they got Ed Policy knows policy.
But if they can, what a legacy this would be for Ed Policy. If they can say, okay, 10% non-controlling, we'll let some private equity funds buy ownership of our team, might as well open that sliver up for the Green Bay Packers. Plant their flag in the ground that they are truly owned by the people, and let your $250, you're going to get one piece of stock comp. So $250 is what you're going to start with, Kyle Wallace. Might as well let that grow, because guess what? Income's going up every year. Ooh. Therefore, stocks can go up every year. You will really be a Green Bay Packer fan then, Kyle Wallace.
See, I would have been on the side of the Packers when they said, well, we may have to find a new place to play if it's a Swabanon doesn't give us more money.
I'm intrigued. But I don't love going away from the model that has made Green Bay. I feel like this makes Green Bay become like everyone else. And I think what makes the Green Bay Packers great is that, I don't know, like the pure fandom, the pure idea that Kyle Wallace loves the Green Bay Packers so much that he was willing to spend $250 for a sheet of paper. And with no expectation that there is 0% of return on this. It still has him cheering every single day for the team. With money involved, it becomes more even more emotional, right? Like, how come I'm not you lose the fan part of you, right? That's what made the stock sale so great. Despite it doesn't go back to the shareholders as much, people decided to buy that stock.
Don't you think it'd be a stronger connection if there was actually growth involved? Like, you would cheer for the Packers knowing that Packer success equals more revenue for the team, equals more income, equals not only is your fanhood growing, but your investments are growing too. I think.
Are you capping the amount someone can own?
I was gonna get into the details. I would say 3 shares is someone can own.
So max somebody 3. Can't own 5.1% of available stocks.
I would put a bylaw in there that would say 3 max.
3
per
shares.
Door.
That's only a couple of dollars.
Oh, it's almost $1,000, $750. It's a great place to start. Excuse me, Kyle Wallace.
Now, wait. Ben chimes in the 920. Love everything about it, but there is no way Packers give something for free. Give current owners first crack at buying real stock. Ben in the Milwaukee area.
Well, so I'll get very quickly into the weeds. So $35 million of net income. You multiply that times a multiplier of, I thought, maybe 20, right? A PE of 20 would be
PE.
Yeah, what's PE?
Physical education class. I love
so
that.
So you don't pay for just this year's earnings. You pay for future earnings. So you multiply their current earnings times a multiplier to represent the value of the company.
This is hurting my head.
So, I know, right? They didn't teach me this in school.
So basically, you're going to slice that
up. I'm glad you quit your day job.
Yeah, I could already tell I'm having some eyes glaze over in front of me. But basically, you could end up with about
Ben's head has been as his hand for 3.5 minutes.
This has been a lot. You've seen my third grade report card. How am I supposed to follow this?
He didn't interrupt you at all this time.
No, he didn't.
I was just like calculating.
I saw steam coming out of the ears. But with a little more than 500,000 current shareholders, I think you make $2 million of outstanding stock. So basically, 1/4 of it would be already shareholders, and then the remaining 1.5 million can buy the stock as they want to, maximum of 3 per person. So you're at least doubling your base if everyone buys 3. And I just think that would be an awesome way to actually connect with the people, actually connect with the fans.
I love it.
I would buy stock.
I love it.
I don't even care what the multiplier would be.
No, I love it.
Let's make money, boys.
No, I love it. No, you should love it. The Green Bay, listen, Brad.
The money-making machine.
No, Brad was perfect. He said it right. We already paid $250 for ability just to have ownership, stockholdership in the organization where we can get a shareholder's ring when we win a Super Bowl, right? And so now having an opportunity to really invest in the Green Bay Packers and make money off the Green Bay Packers, oh, you wouldn't be able to tell me nothing. Y'all think I'm crazy. Now, just wait till I actually own a team.
And I think that the Packers, I think it does help their brand. Because the NFL owners, I feel like, are viewed as greedy. It's the Shield, Roger Goodell. The Packers are a little bit separated from that. If you lean even further into, you know what? We are mostly non-for-profit, but this 10%, we're going
to
let the people profit off of it. We want to elevate the people. People like Kyle Wallace, Ben Bruss, Alex Stroh, and Brad Norman.
Appleman in the orchard chimes in. Brad, you're a genius. Appleman picking Honeycrisp. Ooh, those Honeycrisp are going
to
be good.
Glad to know somebody followed.
Yeah, I did not. Stroh, I can usually follow what you talk about when it comes to our great partnership with the Bucks.
Yeah, relive the greatest postseason run in Milwaukee Bucks history with the Bucks in 6 podcast. Bucks in 6 presents a special series commemorating the Bucks title run back in 2021. From the thrilling 7-game series against the Nets to the 50-piece from Giannis in the finals, immerse yourself in the sounds of each playoff run. Bucks in 6 on the Bucks Plus, easy for me to say, audio network. Find it now, bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a surprise for the entire show. Nobody knows what's coming next, not even Alex Stroh, and it's my favorite segment of the day. And this is not like a tease where it's like, oh, you know, not like, no, they don't know. And it's
wedding invites.
It's going to be wonderful.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Kayla Williams sucks.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
I like it, Stroh. A little One Direction Wednesday for you. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman here with you. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. I think the people that followed Hear Brad Out really liked it. The ones like me that were just like hand in the head can't follow the finance of what you're trying to propose as the Green Bay Packers giving 10% of private equity to
ownership. You were trying to figure out like the profit. The rest of us, the fans, are like, oh, snap, I can have ownership for real? I can make money? That's all I need to know.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out profit sharing and how much it would cost and is it a good investment.
I was trying to figure out how I could get my hands on 5.1% of all available stock so I could actually be the majority owner. Yeah,
yeah.
Producer the money, really good.
As the unhoused guy of the show.
Look at you being PC.
Yeah, I've been calling him Not
He reverts right back to his old ways, just like that.
So for those who've missed it, we created the Kyle Bruston-Ortman Green and Gold Time Capsule Questionnaire for the 2024-25 professional football season. How'd you already go? The kicker at the end of the season?
I wrote Anders Carlson.
You wrote him in?
Who'd you write?
I haven't filled mine out yet.
What?
Yeah, we have a due date. When's the due date?
I got mine right here.
I mean, the due date.
Sealed and
I gave
signed.
Mine a
the
whole
due date.
I was out last week. I just figured you guys all did it.
No. I mean, I did it.
Well,
I did
mine
it. Mine's right here.
Here, I'll take it to the.
I gave
it to,
mine a
because
Homer and I haven't printed off.
You
a
can
new
go
one.
To our KBN Twitter page, find the questionnaire, print it out, and the address is on there to send it to us. We'll put it in the Green Bay Packers lunchbox that I'm going to saran wrap just in case. So Josh DiMaggio, producer of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy in Mornings 94.5 ESPN, told me, you know what's in the ground, Ben? Moisture. So I got to saran wrap that. I'm going to put a lock on it, and I'm going to bury it in my backyard, and then we're going to reveal all the answers
wait,
at the end of the Green Bay Packers.
Why are we just getting like a metal lockbox?
Yeah, why aren't...
It's more fun getting a
no,
Green
yeah,
Packers
there's something
lunchbox.
Exciting about
no,
unearthing it.
No, we need to figure out... Josh is very smart, very intelligent. But I feel like saran wrap might not be the only thing we need when it gets super cold.
Those are minute
cold,
details because I have a questionnaire.
Okay.
Everyone take a guess if you don't know.
I guess
who,
a what?
Who filled
who,
it out?
About who filled it out?
Jonathan Brust?
Not Jonathan Brust.
Your child.
Yeah.
Not my child.
Your baby mama.
Fiance. Fiance now.
She already filled one out.
She already Spectre. Filled it out. This one, hit the football music. The KBN Green and Gold Time Capsule Questionnaire filled out by Strofe's girlfriend.
Oh!
Oh,
oh wow.
Well, you can't read it on the air.
Oh, I absolutely can. I got permission.
Oh wow.
From her?
Wow.
Yep.
Why are you so red?
This and why did you perk up out of your seat?
He ain't the man of the house.
No.
I don't have a house. I don't have a house.
I am unhoused. Social handle for public ridicule. No. That's what she wrote.
I respect that.
The regular season record for the Green Bay Packers is 12-5.
Ooh,
okay.
I like that. That's good. Good
How
start,
many
babe.
Games does Christian Watson play? 11.
Ooh, okay. Not bad.
I'd like that number to be a little bit higher.
But not
but
most
guess.
Disappointing player, question mark. She underlined player and wrote, Strofe would not recommend for a Bags League partner.
Oh! Dang.
So good.
That's good.
You said she was the problem.
Maybe I'm the problem.
Maybe I'm the problem.
The kicker at the end of the year will be... Not Kyle Wallace after that Milwaukee Football Club soccer outing.
Oh, I was not bad. First shot was
toe basher.
Wow, she don't forget.
No, wow.
Will the producer Alex Strofe be invited to Ben Bruss' wedding? She answers, maybe. Still weighing my plus one option.
She didn't fill this out.
Dang.
Yes, she did. Pink writing. Pink writing.
Oh, maybe.
Dang.
Wow.
She's weighing her plus ones, buddy.
That's good.
It is.
This is so spicy.
This is so spicy.
This is good.
This is so good.
When does
I'm
this...
so uncomfortable.
I love it. I love watching you squirm back there. You are crazy. You can't see. I need to get a seatbelt for you.
And knees are weak.
Arms are sweaty. Palms are sweaty.
Hey.
When does the season end?
Super Bowl
champs.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Who leads the team in receiving? Number 87, Romeo Doubs.
I love that. I love she knows. She knows
she
ball.
Knows, you ready for
she
some?
Knows. She knows ball.
You know, ready for some more spice here?
No. No, I'm not.
Take a breath. Will Kyle Wallace get engaged? Circle one. No. That poor girl.
Oh, oh no. She needs to put. No, me and Strofe will be, though.
That's my favorite answer.
That was so good.
That poor girl.
That poor girl.
Where does QB Jordan Love finish in MVP voting? Mid?
That's not a bad answer.
Who throws more touchdowns this season, Aaron Rodgers or Jordan Love? Jordan Love. One surprising prediction for the 2024-25 professional football season.
Uh-oh.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce get engaged.
Mm.
That's a good prediction.
Is that surprising? It says surprising prediction. Is that surprising?
I'd be surprised.
I mean, she's 18 boyfriends. She'd be a walking miracle.
Did you just call her a thot?
No, I just was giving.
Is that what that means?
You know what that garden tool out there.
Over there.
Oh, we have different ones. Or maybe over there. I don't know. Out there. I don't know.
One more surprising prediction for the Kyle Bruston Nortman show.
Yeah, I'm really nervous about this one.
Strofe no longer unhoused.
Oh wow. What does that mean?
I'm having a tough time deciphering this one.
There's a lot of angles.
You're moving
you could
in
take
together.
With that one.
You're buying a house.
That means she's
together.
She's about to start collecting some rent. That's what she's about to start doing.
It's called a prediction for a reason. I don't have the answers.
Oh, wow. Are you looking at houses?
I don't know, man. It's a prediction. I don't have the answers.
I mean, this is quick. The season's over in like January. So, I mean, you got 5-6 months.
Yeah, it's going to fly by.
Figure it out.
To recap, some of my favorite.
Wow, that was so good.
Some of my favorite answers. Social handle for public ridicule. No.
Good move by her.
Most disappointing player, underline Strofe. Would not recommend as a Bags League partner as he carried them to last place. Any comments?
Her and I were both there. We know the truth.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Fighting words.
Oh, wow.
Dang. You standing on that one.
Will producer Alex Strofe be invited to Ben Bruss wedding? Circle one. Maybe. Still weighing my plus one options.
That's good.
That's my favorite. That is my favorite one.
Oh, no. My favorite is will Kyle Wallace get engaged? No. That poor girl.
She's fine. We're in love. We're in love.
Uh-oh. He's doing the thing. I love.
Oh no.
And then it means he usually doesn't love that person.
No, that's not true. That is not true.
Get on the defense right now, buddy, because I know what I love means.
No, I love Jordan Love. Y'all know that.
I'm talking about your baby.
Oh, I don't have to defend it. She know what it is. We in love. Anybody that circle knows a fool.
Oh, wow. That's declarative.
Wait.
I realize what I just said. What the question was.
The question is, will you be engaged?
Yeah, the question is,
wow.
Anybody that circled, no, it's a fool.
It's a fool. Breaking news.
Oh, baby. Now this is some breaking news.
We now can confirm before the end of the football season, Kyle Wallace will be engaged. He said it himself right here on Kyle Bruston Nortman. Kyle's baby girl. Get the ring size. Get the ring size to him.
I'm not saying anything.
Send him Instagram pictures of what you're looking for. He ready to go to the stove.
She a gold or a silver girl, Kyle?
We going lab grown or we going normal?
Oh.
What kind of clarity are you looking for?
What a statement.
How many carats?
The best money could buy.
Who's more uncomfortable this segment, Strofe or Kyle?
It's not me.
Yeah, that one really
Kyle, you're
pivoted.
Sitting like stone cold, hands crossed.
Yeah, you are stiff as can be.
He goes, I just said we were going to get engaged.
His fingers are folded together.
You're not teaching a class.
No,
man. Relax.
I answered the question without thinking about what the question was, right? I can't predict that in the future, but my love is unquestionable.
Well, our love is unquestionable for Gina Dell from Pella, because till August 31st, you have 0% interest for 60 months. And I called Gina Dell from Pella yesterday, and you know what was great about it? She was like, hey, we've been talking, and if you want to get this done, the finance offer is there. And so have the consultation with Gina and the team, going to get all the paperwork needed to make sure everything's squared away for that 0% for 60, and going to work with Joe Franco, Alex Della, Gina Della from Pella, and all their team to make my first floor of my home even better. Because what I've realized is the comfort of your home is really important. And as an old home owner, like not like I've owned a home for a long time, it's just an older home, very nice, like it's got character, but the windows have been there for God knows how long. And the last 2 days were eye-opening. The heat index, like the house couldn't keep up. You know why? Because my windows are so old. So I'm going to save money on efficiency of energy costs and have a beautiful looking home with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I am in love at looking at Kyle's face, thinking about what he just said right now on the airwaves. Gina Dell from Pella and their team are amazing. 0% interest for 60 months, but you only have till August 31st. Lots of congratulations coming on the ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text line. Congrats, Kyle. Hope she says yes. We'll keep updating you on the relationship status of Kyle Wallace, and we'll move on to the next segment before he kills me.
This is Kyle Brusten Nortman.
I'm going to quote the great Martin Luther King.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to bring up MLK. You know what he said? Oh, wow. He said, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. And you know what matters to me? Booing Craig Council and booing the Chicago Cubs.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Me too.
No, literally, you can hear us. Like, Brad was like, that's declarative. And even he was like, wait, does that mean what I think it means?
Yeah.
We will let Kyle Wallace live his life. It's all in good fun. I know they have good love. I've seen them together.
Good love.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
That was wild.
Well, good love. I don't understand it.
It's like bad English.
It is bad English, but you know.
Kyle Brusten Nortman across ESPN.
I'm shook.
You're shook?
I'm shook. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm not gonna lie. When you were a statue. You were a statue last segment, man. Your fingers were crossed and you were sitting here tenser than I've ever seen. You were a statue.
I had to go back on the YouTube. I said, boy, I could feel myself. And we sat. I said, let me go see what I look like. I said, oh, yeah, I was just there. I was very studious. I said, I look handsome, but
you
look
like
just
some
there.
People that I walk by at great Dead and Company concerts. You know what I mean? We're just
every
like
every text on the text line just says congratulations, Kyle.
Thank you.
He doesn't realize.
Diana McGuanago, Kyle's number one fans. Congratulations, Kyle. She'll be one lucky girl.
Thank you. No, I'll be one lucky guy. No, I was shook because at the point I realized what I said, and I'm like, you know when you realize, like, and I get paid to talk, right? I realized maybe I should shut the hell up. I said, you know, let me stop because whatever I'm going to say, there's no backpedaling from this one. So I said, let me just, you ain't got nothing good, not good to say. I'm doing it again. If you can't put a sentence together.
Just stop. Let me transition us.
Put my hands together.
Yeah. It's Kyle Brusten Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Everyone take a big, deep breath. Everything's A-okay. You do your thing, and we'll keep you and your baby out of this segment. All right?
Keep us in your prayers.
you can't do that.
You can't help yourself.
You can't do that without transitioning.
No, stop. Just saying. That's all I ask. Keep going.
Keep us in your prayers.
Why? Did you put some strain on your relationship?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Why we gotta keep you depressed?
I don't know. It's funny to say.
Have you received any text messages?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Is that a good sign or a bad sign?
No, it's a great sign. She knows where our love is. She does.
All right. 800-990-3776.
Keep us in your prayers.
Shut up, Strofe. It was a good line. It's a good one-liner. Thank you again. I appreciate all the love from KBN Nation on all the congratulations.
Man, you know, this is actually making me feel like I should do it sooner. All these congrats.
Yeah,
feels pretty good.
Everyone's rooting for
you. Yeah, everybody's rooting. That's what's up. I need some encouragement. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an army of KBN Nation that is just, they want this, Kyle.
Yeah.
They want it for you.
Now, no Debbie Downers right now text in why marriage is not good. The last thing we need right now. Positive marriage thoughts.
Read
only.
That one for me.
You know,
quickly.
No, you none of you divorced people can text in right now.
No. I like to hear both sides.
All right. Divorced or happily married. 800-990-3776. Let Kyle know what his commitment he just made last segment that he is getting into. You're going to have a cuddle regimen like Brad.
You'd be so lucky, Kyle. You'd be so lucky to have a cuddle regimen.
And we know in his regimen, he says his prayers with Lexi. And you know, tonight.
That's right.
Out loud, they're going to say, we pray for
Brad,
a prosperous marriage.
Brad, can you run us through what that would sound like tonight?
Dear Lord, thank you for just being so good to me. Mm-hmm. I'm so thankful that I get to hold my baby girl right now in our cuddle regimen.
Well, I love that.
But I need to lift up my brother, Kyle Wallace. And you lift up him and his girl.
Yes.
We know that they share a close love. A love that Kyle Wallace says, I love my baby. And we know he does. So we just pray that their relationship is strengthened. We pray that in due time, in your time, Lord, that when it's time for them to tie the knot,
preferably
that they do
the next 3 months.
Preferably the next 3 months. And that their marriage glorifies you. And that their relationship does not feel the strain from KBN and us being on the air.
Hallelujah.
And all the things that
Hallelujah.
Kyle said.
Won't he Thank do you. It? Won't he do it?
And it'll work miracles. Just like Ben, walking miracle.
Hey!
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I love that.
Amen.
I'm feeling the spirit come through me.
On Twitter at KBN ESPN. We have our Twitter poll up for the day. Now that the Packers have mostly finalized their roster ahead of week one, what best describes your feeling about the roster? Hell yeah, Super Bowl time, 25%. Close but not elite, 50%. A little bit overhyped, 24%. Are you anybody shocked by those results? I'm a little shocked by the overhyped. 24% on overhyped.
That's more than I thought it would be.
I thought it'd be around 10 to 15%.
Nah.
It's very easy to put a close but not elite because of the way that this team closed out their season, right? Like, the optimism springs eternal.
Yeah, you know, I guess I felt like there's my biggest thing is the overhyped, but then not enough people doing the hell yes Super Bowl time. I thought for sure that this was the makings of Super Bowl. I mean, how many times did we hear when the season ended last year? I think the roster has improved from last year, that this team was a knocking on the door of the Super Bowl, that we're one kick away from the NFC Championship game into the Super Bowl. So I'm a little surprised by that.
They got hot. That's what happened. They got hot last year. And so we need to make sure that the football team we saw in last year is the same football team that's going to start week one against the Eagles in Sao Paulo.
Kyle, it's your read option. I have some texts from the divorcees. And
oh, yeah, I want to hear both sides. All right. I'm always open to hearing
800-990-3776. Appleman wants to know if you're going to invite Alex Stroff.
TBD, we'll see.
We'll see.
I don't know. This might be like 2026, and I don't know if Stroff decides to abandon us by then. I don't know if I have
2026.
Why would I abandon you?
I mean, you might abandon us or show or something like that. And
move on to bigger and better things.
Yeah. So I just want to make sure you're
career
still
career aspirations.
If I ain't got to waste money on a plate, I ain't going
to
do it.
Wait, what do you mean, Benny? My career aspirations aren't to produce Ben Brush's radio show?
I mean, I thought
it was. Is that what you're implying?
You grew up idolizing me, and now you just don't want to be anywhere near me.
I want to be at your wedding, remember?
JD and Fondy, marriage is forever. Divorce is not an option. It's for quitters. That is the Brad Nortman
Ooh,
school
I
thought.
Like that.
My daddy said he ain't no quitter.
Daniel the Sloth on the other end of the spectrum here. Kyle, do you know why getting divorced is so expensive?
Why is that?
Because it's worth it. That's all I have to say.
Gosh.
Dang.
Well, I don't want to spend that money.
Troy chimes in, very optimistic. Congratulations, Kyle. Married once, divorced once. Now my ex and I are roommates. LMAO, good luck.
That's a journey.
Wait a minute.
Troy, I need that story now. 800-990-3776.
Oh, that's good.
Are they back together?
I don't know. Roommates. That's why I'm saying I need details.
He spent the block. Went back around. That's what it is. Spin the block.
We learned about spinning the block today on Kyle Brusson-Ortman. Coming back to the ex-girlfriend. And Adam, our fearless Green Bay Packer fan, not chiming in to congratulate. To be honest, Super Bowl isn't out of the realm of possibility. The missed field goals, bad last play of the game away from NFC Championship game against a team we've proven we can beat. And assuming the changes on defense were positive, then we should all be expecting Super Bowl appearance. NFC Championship appearance at least. Powerful.
Wow.
What a change of direction.
That's the confidence I expected out of Packer fans.
Yeah, I mean, like, again, that's why I was shocked that the overhyped had as many votes as there was. Optimistic, but cautiously optimistic was one of the responses as well that we've seen. 800-990-3776. We'll be hanging out with you till 5 o'clock. Up next in Madison is Jim, Matt, and Molly. They're on from 4 to 6, and we're coming back with a whole lot more. There's been a lot of praise from Lewis Riddick and many talking heads of ESPN about Jordan Love. And Kyle, we're going to do a victory lap for you because you did call your shot on the Packers' new kicker. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Brusson-Ortman, the 414 Hour at 4, is next. Radio plays what they want you to hear. Tell me it's cool. I just don't believe it.